Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is wide. We're going to decide who's the better team. It is wide open.
Can you believe it?
Who's in the driver's seat to get to the playoffs?
The top 25 rankings reveal and 12-team CFP projection tonight on ESPN.
How about it, Tolos? We get the very first one of the college football season. Week 11 rankings reveal and 12-team college football projection tonight at 8 o'clock. Who do you think will be in the top 10, top 5, top 1, the number 1 overall team? Will it be Ohio State? Do you think there's a chance it'll be Indiana? Could they somehow, some way, put Indiana at number 1? We'll see tonight. And a college football playoff bracket projection. If the season were to end today, want to hear from you, Tolos. It's 5 o'clock, not somewhere, but here. And the phone lines are open, 844-326-3663. Welcome into Wire to Wire. I'm Cole Bryson. Diesel on vacation today. He'll be back tomorrow. But want to hear from you, Tolos, on two things. Number one, what do you think the playoff will look like tonight? The first rankings reveal when it comes to the number one team. Any shot, it's Indiana over Ohio State. Number two, we've got to get to some upset pick early leans. Where are you at, Dan B? Call the show, 844-326-3663. Somebody guide me on the right path when it comes to these upset picks. I have been horrible, but I feel a good week coming my way when it comes to the upset picks challenge. Let's go to the phone lines and get this party started with Dewey, who supposedly starts a lot of parties. Dewey, what's on your mind today?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, first of all, it ain't going to be Clemson at number one like it was at the beginning of this year. That just tells you preseason pronunciation suck.
What was that word?
And it's just a waste. They suck.
No, the other word, the P word.
I can't say it. Pronunciations, whatever it is. It's just... Yeah, they suck, and whoever made the preseason poll should be fired.
Okay.
But on the point of Dabo leaving Clemson to go to the SEC or something like that, I don't think it's going to happen. Dabo's going to either ride it out in Clemson until they either fire him or he retires or he quits on his own. But he's not going to Auburn. Auburn sucks. That wouldn't be a good place for him anyways. Mm. And Kentucky too. Kentucky sucks too.
Mm. They do suck.
So he wouldn't be going to no. He wouldn't go to no Kentucky either. Dabo's arrogant. He's not going to leave because everyone's calling him to be fired. He's going to stay just to make everyone mad. And Clemson's AD ain't going to do nothing with him. So Dabo's there until he's 80 years old. I guarantee you that. And getting used to it. Clemson's going to be 7-5 year in, year out. And they may get good here and there, but the Clemson days are over. Mm. Now, as far as upset picks, I think South Carolina's it's gonna upset Texas A&M this weekend.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me, Dewey?
Hey, Texas A&M, they're overrated.
No, they're not.
They're overrated. And they're a cult and they suck.
Well, that would be a bold one, by the way. That would be bold.
But I still have to think about it and drink more beer on it. And I know you're going to talk about Walt Weiss later on, probably. But
yes. What's your thoughts on Walt Weiss?
Tom, you can't be surprised. This doesn't surprise me because this is what the Braves do. They stay in-house, and yeah, they took 80,000 days to do it, but they finally got a manager. And whether or not, well, he sucks. He played for the Rockies. I don't know how he was as a player, but as a manager, he sucked because he only made it 3 years and they fired him. So I give him 1 or 2 years. Antopoulos is going to be gone in a couple of years. He ain't going to do squat this offseason again. And the Braves are only going to win like 70 games next year. Oh,
thanks, Dewey. What a phone call. What a phone call. I mean, who in the world can top that? 844-326-3663. Getting to some early leans. Also, your thoughts on the college football playoff tonight, the rankings, that is. Eric Hines asked on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, are you going to watch it on ESPN? Well, Eric, thanks for bringing that up and pouring salt in the wound there. Here's where I am on my YouTube TV deal. We're going to get back to the phone lines in just a second, but I believe tonight I might switch to Hulu. I believe a friend of mine told me, and somebody had to correct me if I'm wrong here, that you can do like a 4-day trial on Hulu. And they supposedly, keyword, Hulu Live TV is very similar, if not exactly the same as YouTube TV. Now, I want to be very clear. I've been a YouTube TV lifer. I have had YouTube TV since it first came out. I remember when it first came out, and I've had it the entire time. And I've loved it. I'm a big YouTube TV guy. But until they get this crap fixed with ESPN, I might be on my way out. I've held on now, what, 3 days, 4 days through the weekend, and I've put it off. But if they're not going to get their you-know-what together, I might be switching to Hulu TV. Tolos, is that right move, wrong move? Any Tolos out there who are in the same boat as myself, let me know at 844-326-3663 what the move is. Because not having the ESPN channels sucks. I'm not going to do it for another weekend. I'm not going to not be able to watch Monday Night Football, and even though last night's game with my Cowboys was hard to watch. Let me know. Is Hulu TV, I can't even say it, Hulu TV, is that the move? Where do I go? What do I do? I don't know if I need to go with one of the jailbroken Fire Stick thingamajigs. I don't know. I need help. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dan B., I need three things from you. Upset pick early lean. I need to know who you think is going to be number one tonight, Indiana or Ohio State. And the third thing I need to know is, what do I do with my YouTube TV debacle?
Okay. Well, I don't generally give out my early leans or anything like
that. Oh, let me apologize. I'm sorry. Keeping it secretive.
I'll put two out there that I won't pick, that I'm sure probably you'll see a decent amount of people picking them, is the Washington Huskies Wisconsin Badger game. Badgers are 11.5 underdogs. We know a lot of people are starting to swing for the fences more and more.
Yeah.
The other one's going to be, obviously, a lot of people are going to pick Clemson.
Oh,
that's you.
What's the spread on that one right now?
2.5. Ugh. So, I mean, yeah.
Clemson's favored, Dan? Clemson's favored by 2.5?
No, FSU's favored. No, Clemson, you're right. Clemson is favored.
Clemson's favored. You know what? Do you think we'll see a lot?
It's one of the weird ones where FSU has the matchup predictor. They're plus
50 points. I'm looking at that one. I'm looking for that one. Do you expect us to see that one come in a lot tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think just because it's the local games. I mean, when the spreads are close and the matchup predictors are close, Clemson and South Carolina both get lots of picks. I mean, South Carolina being an underdog is going to get lots of picks. So, and it's I forget what the spread is on that one.
Which one?
I wasn't looking at. The South Carolina. What did he?
Well, they're not playing.
He said, "Oh, I thought he said they were playing Texas Tech next
Texas A&M next Saturday."
Oh, that's next Saturday. Yep. Fair enough.
So the Gamecocks have the bye.
Yeah, gotcha.
What do you? By the way, who do you think's number one tonight? Indiana or Ohio State?
I don't think. I mean, has Ohio State done anything to dethrone them? I don't feel like they have. I didn't watch the game. I don't know if it was close or anything this past Saturday. But, yeah, I think, you know, a team like that has to lose before they lose their
I think I'm
spot.
With you on that. I think I'm with you on that.
In Indiana, I mean, it's a school that's never been there. You know what I mean? Like, when was the last time Indiana was in the top 10, if ever? So they got to earn that kind of thing. And then, as far as your Hulu problem or your ESPN problem, I mean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm the idiot that pays for everything. I pay for DirecTV and I also pay for several streaming services. Yeah. So that whole trying to get rid of DirecTV, that only lasted about a year.
I know, man. I hate it.
I want to get back to all my
Actually got DirecTV in the studio. On the TV here.
You just go to the sports bar and watch all your games.
I know. I just don't like it. I don't like it. Thanks, Dan.
One last.
Yeah.
Just put it out there. The scoring was off a little bit. USC Justin, he's still in second place, but instead of losing 2 points, he actually got 3.5, I think. So
gotcha.
His score is, he's still in second place, but now he's at 67 points. Instead of whatever, 61
and that's USC Justin, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Justin, if you're listening, there you go. Diesel did send me the updated standings. I'll post that here in a little bit. But appreciate that, Dan.
Absolutely.
844-326-3663 is the way you can reach the show. Let's see here. Dewey on the YouTube stream says, get Spectrum. JB says, I got Hulu Live TV. I think it's good. What do you mean you think it's good? Is it good or is it not good, JB? And is the price similar to YouTube TV? I don't know, man. I guess I've just been in this relationship with YouTube TV for so long. I'll be honest with you, it's kind of tough. It's kind of tough. I feel like I've had YouTube. I no lie have had freaking YouTube TV since it came out. And I've been a YouTube TV for lifer. So, I mean, JB says he likes Hulu TV. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give it a few more days. I don't know. Do they not eventually, like, YouTube TV, what I can't understand is, by the way, he says it's $89 a month. What I can't understand is, do you not feel like if you're YouTube TV that you are losing an astronomical amount of subscribers? Are you not? You're losing all these subscribers, but you're just content with it because you can't reach an agreement with ESPN. I don't know, man. I would imagine they would probably save money in the long run if, you know, they would just find common ground, because they're not, I mean, people are freaking dropping this YouTube TV left and right now, and I am this close to doing it. This close to doing it. Going to get to the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line. It's blowing up right now, 844-326-3663. Going back to the phone lines, answering it live on the spot this time since I am solo today. Who we got?
This is Rick from Greer.
Rick from Greer, what's on your mind, man?
Let me tell you, it has been a rotten season with the Braves, Clemson Tigers, my Greer Yellow Jackets. Everybody is losing. But let me tell you what, every time I feel bad, I listen to you on Burns Radio, Burns Ballgames.
Uh-huh.
It brings me up. So thank you, Cole. I really appreciate it. Burns is now my adopted team. None of my teams are worth a crap. So thank you for always being there with Burns football. It means a lot to me to listen to it on Friday. And thank you.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, Rick. I really do. Glad that you do listen. It's a lot of fun. And you should come to a game, Rick.
I go to the Greer games. I went to Greer Blue Ridge.
Okay.
I'm not a burn. I played at Greer.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I could step in that field or not.
Yeah.
I didn't even like it when I was playing. Burns was our enemy.
Yeah.
Do you remember back in the 70s when Greer owned Burns?
Well,
no. They owned Burns.
I wasn't alive then.
Burns owns Greer. So thank you for doing that. The Braves made a mistake hiring their
You think so?
New manager. I think so. I think I would have went with Chipper Jones, John Smoltz, somebody that could have uplifted the team. Chipper Jones, he's an inside the Braves management now, but he would have been the perfect hire.
I think that's the dream hire. Rick, thanks for the call, as always, man.
Thank you.
844-326-3663. Let's see. Madcraft on the stream says, Hulu's owned by Disney, so you just got canned by the devil themselves. Exactly what Disney wanted you to do. JB says, I've had it for 6 years. What? You've had Hulu TV for 6 years? Dewey says, Dewey says on the stream, Cole was dead in the 70s, Rick. Thanks for wording it like that, Dewey. Let's see. Is that true that Hulu? Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't understand the whole YouTube TV. On the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line, texter says, this comes from the 317, Disney can kiss my grits. Yeah, I'm with you there. It's unfortunate. It really is. Let's see. Corn Chip gets in. He says, I had just gotten the ESPN Plus app to watch until, oh no, I'm sorry, this is JTez. I had just gotten the ESPN Plus app to watch until after football season. Corn Chip says, I mean, it's not a game. I don't really think it's that big of a deal just to see the list when it comes out. I have YouTube TV, but I mooch off of my dad, so I really don't care. Let's see. Hurricane Jeff gets in. Can you please give me standings in the Upset Picks Challenge? I'm on the road and can't take a look. Yes. Hurricane Jeff, I'm glad you asked. I can do so. You ask and you shall receive. Hurricane Jeff, where are you on the Upset Picks Challenge? I see Dave Mosley, USC Justin, who's now at 67. Hurricane. Ooh, 20. You're in 20th, Hurricane Jeff. 31.5 points. That's mighty impressive. I'm way back at 76th with 13 points. Not doing good. Not doing good. So maybe I can get back on track tomorrow. Lefty Tiger on the text line says, I was a YouTube TV guy from day one. Left when it got over $75. Switched to the jailbroken Fire Stick. Best thing I ever did. And you know what? I've had people tell me that. I've had a few people, friends of mine, say, look, you need to switch to the jailbroke Fire Stick. And I'm close, Lefty Tiger. I really am. I mean, I know it's sketch, and it might have a lag. It might not. But I'm close to going there. Let me know how. Where do I get one? Is there like a guy out there on the – let me lean back. Is there a guy on the side of Woodruff Road with a Nike backpack selling these things that I – can find on the way home from work tonight? Texter says the same thing happened to DirecTV about a year ago, but eventually we got ESPN back with DirecTV. ESPN outage only lasted a week. RJ says, shout out to Coastal Carolina for the 5.5 points in the upset pick challenge last week. You know, I don't think there were that many people who picked Coastal for whatever reason, but congrats to those who did. Dan B says, Jeff had 17. Oh, Hurricane Jeff had a 17.5-point spike this past weekend. Highest mover, 49 spots. Hurricane Jeff, that is impressive. Dewey, somehow a 7th in the Upset Picks Challenge. Woo, boy. Got to look in the mirror when I get home to do some self-reflecting. Dewey's 7th. I'm way back. Nowhere to be found. Keith and TR says, I read something this morning that said Google, which owns YouTube TV, has offered to buy ESPN. Keith, I hadn't heard that. I don't know about that. I do know YouTube TV is affiliated with Google, but the other part, not sure about. I don't know. It's a messy situation. It's messy. I hate it. Hopefully they'll reach an agreement. I don't know. I think I'm going to hold out until maybe Wednesday or Thursday. Well, heck, tomorrow is Wednesday. I might hold out until Thursday or Friday. And if something's not done before then, might be going to Hulu or the jailbroken Fire Stick from the guy on the corner. Who knows? One of the two. One of the two. Will Vandervoort, the Clemson insider. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about with Will next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.